I was doing all this work in secret. I didn't want anyone to know about it. Till Philippa came on the scene and kept on looking at what I was doing. The inspiration is Mother Teresa and Guruji. It's a blend for common denominator that we call compassion. Mother taught me to reach out to the poorest of the poor, and Guruji taught me to reach out to the poorest of the poor in health, and particularly a most misunderstood human being that's called an addict. And one person who has today become the project director, Deepak, came just day before yesterday. He came to me and he said, Father, I complete 19 years of my addiction recovery away from the first drink and first drag. It was in the 1996 that the International Labour Organization came to me and said, could you do something for these addicts and street kids? And so I began this project, little knowing that all support would disappear over the years. But still we kept on working. Just the volunteers, my yoga students all over the world, they know that whatever I charge, whatever they contribute, is not going into my pockets, but into these people's lives. And so the work has... I owe a big gratitude to my yoga students because they came along with me to support this work. There are a lot of other hidden jobs that we do. And the other one is rescuing people from trafficking. And that's many people, many girls. Actually, Shabnam, the one who is a social worker, she is one of them. So that's a whole area of something which human misery that probably is not known so much. Well, Danny Boyle did a particular type of a job, and Dominic Lapierre was also wanting to put it across in a film, but Mother Teresa did not like it, and Mother Teresa said to Dominic Lapierre, "Don't glamorize poverty." And so that's the other side of the whole story, and that is why I never wanted to project this particular work. But I think the time has come when we have to awaken to the suffering humanity. And my beautiful Pope has told us now, enough of this praise and worship in your churches, get out and work with the people who are suffering. That is the new church, and I think many young people are drawn to this kind of volunteer work. And it's a circle, because from where they started, they go back to those places to redeem people who would never be able to come into healing unless they would find a wounded healer. That's the model. They themselves being wounded, but they become excellent healers. I'm very happy that you have been part of this this film, and I want to thank Philippa for projecting, for just showing you, you know, it is like a visit to an ordinary slum in India, in the biggest, largest, second largest slum in Southeast Asia. This is how it is, and to work there and to never lose hope that there are people who are wanting to be touched by God's love and care. And I'll just end with one story. One of my students in Calgary came up to me and said that his son had just graduated and wanted to have a gift. So I said, what gift was he asking? He was asking for a Jaguar. So I said, Stan, do me a favor, send him with me. And I took him to Calcutta. And I took him to Nirmal Hriday, asked him to wash the bodies there of people. Well, today, to cut the long story short, today this young man comes every 2 or 3 years with a group of young people to work in Mother Teresa's house. He never talked about the Jaguar.
Thank you. Well, firstly, I would like to say thank you so much for the amazing work, the extraordinary work. It's really inspirational, and your film's completely inspirational, Philippa. Thank you. And we don't have much time, so I'm going to cut to the chase, Father Joe. Actually, that's not, that's just recording, so I hope you can hear me. You mention in the film about nitrous, the nitrous oxide effect, and that the yoga works, but I would like to know how it works. It's obviously key to the treatment, a wider treatment that you offer. So how does it actually work?
With all addiction and addicted people, and particularly with my street kids, they don't live in the present. They are very scattered. So, and yet they are very brilliant. So to bring their inner being, to encounter their inner being, is a moving away from the periphery and getting into the center. So basically Iyengar yoga helped me to bring in the practice of contemplation through the body and work, make it a work in from the sympathetic nervous system to the central nervous system via the autonomous nervous system. These guys, you know, when they first learned pranayama, they were only wanting to do pranayama. They didn't want to do much of, it was fascinating for them. And they got the benefit, because people who are not wanting to go to school and they were not concentrating, they started concentrating. They started taking interest in the studies. So it was a journey of healing, but the sheer fact of discovering the, you know, what Walter Cannon talked about, it's a wisdom in the body. But Iyengar yoga helped them to discover that within themselves they had so many kind of potentialities that they themselves had never been aware of. So that way it was an awakening, and I was fascinated because generally people don't like to, children don't like to do this kind of work. But in this case, they are and always attracted to it.
And so why is that?
See, it's not only getting to love your body back to life, that is Guruji, okay? But it's also a lot of love. I mean, the blend of loving your body back to life is a component there. Because earlier, they were abusing their body. And now, if you notice, they were all the time talking about moving away from a self-destructive lifestyle and building up their own inner life. So that is, I call that the real conversion, the real metanoia, you know. And it is done by Iyengar yoga in a very fleshy way, in a very earthy way. And that's the secret of Iyengar, that it is grounded in reality. And just as William Glasser talks about reality therapy, Iyengar yoga has, for me, this has been to bring them to their real self. And once they discover their real self, they are beautiful people.
Well, how does that actually work? If you're doing an asana, how then does that impact on your body and then bring in that sense of self and that awareness?
Simply by bringing them to a kind of a hypometabolic condition. Once you bring them to slow down their breath, their heart rate, their brain waves, then through meditation they further get to feel some kind of dharana, dhyana and samadhi, some kind of centering, some kind of stillness, and a state of I can take the opposites, in a better state of being mind than before. Once that starts taking place, there is no doubt some kind of a chemical, because the Setubaddha Sarvangasana at the end, which I have named it the psychosomatics of the prayer of the heart, where the energy of the spine moves upwards towards the heart, energy of intelligence descends downwards towards the heart, both meet there, and you can never be a dissipated person. That's the secret of getting children to love yoga. So once you get that, it is, I do believe that whatever Herbert Benson of the Harvard Medical School says, that the proportionate pressure on the cerebellum does bring about, and also combination of the breathing, because it's very important You teach children how to breathe in and smile, relax their brain, breathe out and relax their the Vishuddhi chakra, which is the thyroid area, and the Manipura chakra. So when you distract children from external preoccupation and start making them feel through the body an inner environment, something which they can work with, they begin to see that they are very special people. They are, and when you give them through love, you know, it's not that you are coming there and shouting at them. No, it's lovingly given to them, and then you also do it yourself, so they see it happening. So that nitrous oxide effect, for me, I have seen it also coming around in many cases of Parkinson's and cases of dual disorders in the addiction. There's a lot of dual disorders, depression, for instance. So serotonin, dopamine, not just getting the runner's high of release of endorphins. So all this is in Iyengar Yoga. We are researching it with the help of neuro physicians of the Bombay Hospital. And it's interesting to see that you can change a very abused body and brain to become a very productive body and brain.
So the practice of yoga has a chemical reaction on the body, and also as a spiritual aspect, because you said earlier that it reinforced your faith.
Oh yeah, because my faith, and this is one thing about blending Iyengar Yoga with the teachings of behavioral medicine, that it all begins with a sense of restedness. Every asana has to have a component of sthira sukham asanam. You are with me? Many of those who are practicing yoga, that you have to bring into an asana a sense of restedness. And as Herbert Benson talks about, restedness actually brings about in a human being a sense of remembered wellness.
Right.
And once you come to that state of remembered wellness, that is not just a placebo. It is a faith factor. And that is where the transition takes place, that a person who has brought oneself to that stage discovers that the gift of well-being ultimately has to come from a source higher than themselves. Came to believe that a power higher than myself can restore me to sanity. Mother Teresa would say, you have to let it happen so that God makes it happen. Where is the touch point? I see it. I see these miracles taking place every day. And I tell loved ones, now stop worrying about this guy because he's not going to relapse. I can have that inner certitude because I can see physically, measurability is there. Psychologically, emotionally, interpersonally, and above all, spiritually, this person is a different person.
So they have a sense of self that's interconnected with the divine, however that's perceived,
yeah,
through yoga.
Yeah, yeah. But what, the sense of connection is two dimensions. One is a genuine experience of a higher power. That's something which takes place, not always. But when that does not take place, you need community. So that's why when they are together and they share their life with one another, they also get the protective, what Jung calls that protective wall of human understanding. That's a major factor in this particular Kripa Foundation Iyengar Yoga. You can't say, okay, only yoga made me well. No, love made me well.